Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And just like every week, we have our sleeves rolled up, and we are ready to get in to the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. We got some great information that we're going to share with you, all kinds of different things, including the question, if you have granite is fantastic, but if you get tired of the color, can you do anything? We'll answer that question. Also, what can you do if you live... if you don't live in an apartment and in a home and it's sitting idle, what should you do to prepare it for the colder days ahead? Also, we got some great kitchen renovation tips. Joe, what about that simple solution coming up, buddy?
All right, Danny, I've got a way to organize some hand tools using a carabiner. You know, those clips that you can buy pretty much anywhere these days. They're pretty handy. I use them all over the house, but there's a simple solution for organizing certain hand tools.
All right. Looking forward to that. Hey, if you're listening to us for the first time, we're a very interactive show. We've got stations all over the country, over 350 stations where people are listening right now to get our brand of home improvement information. And we want to know what you need. All you have to do is reach out to us at 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And also you can send us an email anytime. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Joe, go ahead.
I thought you were going to say the 350 people listening. I thought, what happened?
Yeah,
is that one person per radio station?
Yeah, I get so excited when we get our show started. No telling what I'll say.
Dozens of people are listening every day.
No, we are very proud to have stations all over the country. We'll be announcing brand new stations that have joined our team here very, very soon. And going to continue building up our audience because we want to share our information with you so that you can, you know, have the best looking house on the block and have some good fun. There. Joe, you know, one of the things I like to do is to, every year we like to give people information about what's some of the better return on your home improvement dollar.
Right.
And it somewhat changes year to year. Sometimes the survey by Remodeling Magazine will talk about kitchens being at the top of the list. It was there for a long time, but over the years, things have changed a little bit on if you put a dollar in your house, what can you expect to get out? I know you got some recent information for us on that.
I do. And this has been the very top of the list for the last couple of years. And I've always been surprised. You know, several years ago, as you said, it was bathroom and kitchen remodeling was always top of the list. Siding replacement was always really high. But the number one job, home improvement job, a home improvement project, is garage door replacement. So if you replace your garage door, which average, you know, typically costs on average nationally is about $4,000 to replace the garage door. You get almost 94% of
that
return. Is that unbelievable? And that, so that comes out to be about $3,800. So you actually get a return ROI, right? Return on investment of almost 94%. Garage door replacement.
You know, I can't help but think that's a part of the reason for that is over the last 20 years, there's been a lot more designs on houses where the garage door faces the front. I think many, many years ago, you always wanted to kind of turn that garage sideways, but the lots, building lots getting smaller, you really don't have room for that driveway to go out
and then make a right turn
or left turn into there. So I think maybe that's what's driving some of that, but very surprising. And I'm sure all of the garage door manufacturers are applauding those results.
They are. And number two on this list at about 91.5% return, which again surprised me, was stone veneer, manufactured stone veneer. So not real stone, not brick, but manufactured stone, which is essentially stone made from cement of some sort. And I think because you see a lot of it in new developments where people are looking for a more interesting facade where there might be painted siding or stained siding and some stone and lots of glass or whatever. So they're mixing and matching materials and it does look great, which is probably why this stone veneer, manufactured stone veneer, is so high on the list.
Well, they also make it so much easier to install than it used to be. It used to be that you'd have little individual components and so forth. Now you have, you know, sections that some of it can be 2 foot long, 2 foot wide, and you apply those. And boy, it really moves along when you're doing a project if you have that. And you see it a lot of times where people will use it for skirting around the bottom of the house or, as you said, different accent elements on the outside. Well, what's next on the list, Joe?
Next, well, we're back to kitchen, which we would expect. So number three is minor kitchen remodel. The average national cost is about $28,000, and you should recoup upon resale about $20,000. So that's at 71%. So you can see we drop off pretty quickly, right? From garage door and manufactured stone veneer over 90, the next number three drops all the way to 71%. But still, that's pretty good.
Oh, boy, that's amazing there. And, of course, on our television show, Today's Homeowner, that you can see nationally, we work with a lot of kitchen facelifts, and we surprise a lot of people how far $1,000 or maybe $2,000 can go when you are able to coat your countertops and do some other clever things. A little bit of sweat equity thrown in there, you can go a long way on it. What else do you have, Joe?
Okay, after that, siding replacement, which I had mentioned earlier, is always really high on the list. And here it is, comes in at number four, still pretty good. And they're talking specifically about fiber cement. And why fiber cement? Well, most people like painted houses, and fiber cement holds paint better than any other siding material. And it's fire resistant, you know, bug resistant, because it's made out of cement and fibers, essentially. Mm-hmm. So it's not the most affordable, but it's still a really, you know, it's a great siding. On average, 22,000, you expect about over 15,000 on resale. So you're recouping about a little over 68%.
Yeah. You know, and that only makes sense because there's so many situations where you have, the old hardboard siding. There's still millions of homes out
right.
there in the hardboard siding. And, you know, it's so traditional that the water splashes up on it. The last three or four runs on the bottom starts looking really bad and could even lead to some water intrusion inside the home. And the fiber cement, there's a lot of different kinds. I have it on my house, and I'm glad
that's
I
right.
do when
yeah.
you, you know, think about no termites. It'll hold up to winds at 140 miles per hour, which is might be a key thing here coming up soon.
A storm
is around the corner. And, you know, and also once it's painted, you paint it right, and it will last a long, long time. Joe, share one more with us off that list.
Okay, the next two actually are replacements, windows, and siding. So the first one was siding replacement, specifically fiber cement. So we have window replacement, recouping, and then siding replacement, vinyl, which is probably the most popular siding of any type. So window and replacement, which is vinyl windows, and siding replacement, which is vinyl siding, both recoup a little over 67%.
Oh, that's pretty good. And a lot of that must be going on because, boy, between all of the attorney ads that you see on TV, besides
right.
those, then so many of them are about window replacements and vinyl
yes,
siding
yes.
and all kinds. And, of course, I don't know about up in the Northeast there if you have the flood of companies that are doing foundation repair. It just seemed like overnight there's four or five companies that are battling away on the airways to get your attention about raising the sidewalks, raising the driveways,
oh,
all
really?
Of these kind of
huh.
things. I mean, maybe it's just all of a sudden they all woke up and decided they were going to advertise, but boy, they're everywhere around here.
Well, now that it's October, happy October, everybody. It's October mm-hmm. 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, the weather's starting to get cold in most parts of the country, so they're trying to push those windows particularly because now might be a good time to get your new windows in and maybe save a little on your heating costs.
Yeah, absolutely, because those cold days are right ahead. And also remind you to run by todayshomeowner.com/4seasons, and we got some great information there, all of it kind of aggregated together with videos and all kinds of things to help you get your house ready for the colder months ahead. And boy, that summer went by way too fast. I didn't get near enough fishing in and work too much. That's just like the summer before, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm in Connecticut. You're in South Alabama, so you have a mm-hmm. bit more really nice weather coming up. If we're ready, you know, it's in the 40s here already. But I'm not a big summer person, to be honest. You know, I much prefer fall and winter, so I'm looking forward to the cooler weather and finishing up some outdoor projects, and I'm ready to move indoors and start working on the inside again.
Well, it is a great time still to work on a lot of that outside entertainment area and make sure that it's all ready, and especially now that you start looking at some of those projects outside since it is cooling down quite a bit. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about whether or not you can change the look of granite and how well will it hold up, and a lot of other things. We're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show that's heard coast to coast on some amazing radio stations like this one in Bearden, Arkansas, KBEU 92.7 FM. Special hello to everyone there. We want to help you out in your house. Anything that you got going on there, give us a call at 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline. You can also send us emails anytime you wish by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now we're going to Virginia, and Jackie's on the line. Jackie, welcome to the show, and tell us what you're thinking about there in your kitchen.
I was recently watching a program that you had on TV where your daughter painted the formica in the kitchen. It was like a lemonade color, and they kind of darkened up the formica, and it made the kitchen look really nice. We don't have formica in our kitchen. We have granite, and I was just wondering, can you paint granite? Is there a process that you can use to change the granite that wouldn't be quite so expensive as replacing the granite?
Well, I'll tell you what, there definitely is, and it's something we have used a good bit, and it's a version of what you saw on the television show that we used on that particular kitchen, because the material that we've used quite a bit is from Deitch Coatings, and it's D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. And got a lot of videos on there, and they got a brand new Lux Rock product that is made, you know, for coating granite. You can coat laminate, you can coat ceramic, you can coat just about anything that you would be looking at. And the process is surprisingly easy. I mean, you can do it in less than a weekend, and I think it'll cost you, you know, less than $200. Pretty interesting stuff. We've used it a good bit. Now, I can't say that anything that you put on that granite will be as durable as the granite itself, because that's one of the things that makes it very popular. But we've heard some great reviews on this, and certainly have some positive results from when we've used it.
Okay, thank you. You don't happen to have a YouTube that shows us how to do it, right?
Oh, yeah. Just go to todayshomeowner.com, and you'll be able to see videos where we've used it a number of times. And just in the little search bar, put countertop coatings, and it'll get you right to the videos.
Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure, Jackie. Best of luck on that kitchen project there, and guarantee it'll turn out nice and extremely durable. Get a lot of questions about that, Joe.
Yeah, and it's only a matter of time, right? People are going to be tired of the color, and we've seen that with almost every other countertop material. Can't really lighten it any other way. Certainly wouldn't recommend painting it. And the great thing about the Deitch coatings is inside they contain bits of granite. That's a great way to lighten it up.
Yeah, it definitely can make a big difference in your kitchen in just a matter of a weekend. Hey, let's get right to some emails here. We'd love to get one from you. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask to send us one. This came in from Paula in Upper Darby, PA. Hi, Danny. We're remodeling our kitchen and would like to update. Oh, look here. Here's another one. Just like the same exact question. Would like to update our 30-year-old Formica countertops. It's not in our budget to replace them at this time. I heard you mention mentioned a granite coating that's similar to paint that you can simply roll on. What's the name of the coating, and does it really look like granite? Also, how do-it-yourself friendly it is? Well, we can just replay the question that we just had there.
That's right. And she has a couple of options. I mean, the Lux Rock is the newest and might be the best option here, but the original product, I think it's called Spreadstone, Danny, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Would probably work here as well.
Yeah, and again, we just mentioned it, and I promise you that we didn't set that question up, but DeitchCoatings.com, and you'll find out everything you need. You can order it right online. You can order it at HomeDepot.com. Several ways you can go with it there. All right, let's one more email here. Ruth Ann in Kenner, Louisiana. We had our kitchen completely remodeled 18 months ago, and now there's mold growing on items stored in the drawers. There is no water anywhere close to the drawers. I've even removed all of them, and I didn't see any signs of water staining. I'm kind of lost for an answer here. Any ideas? So, Joe, you know, maybe lack of air circulation in there, but
yeah,
still, if you've got molds, you've got moisture somehow. Maybe it's near the dishwasher. I'm not real sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I wonder, because if there's no water leaking into it, the only reason to have that mold would be high humidity, right? So Danny often recommends getting a humistat whenever you have a humidity problem, and I agree. You can buy them for $10 or $12 and check the humidity in that cabinet and maybe the neighboring cabinet or in the kitchen itself. See if you can find out why there's so much humidity. And the ideal relative humidity is usually between 40 and 50%. In the winter, maybe a little lower. It's about 40%.
Yeah, that, and actually that's a hygrometer, a digital hygrometer.
And,
you know,
no,
these things only,
right.
Yeah, these things only cost $8 or $9. And, you know, it's kind of, I don't know why I like that so much. It just makes me, instead of guessing, oh, it feels a little humid in here. You put that in there and instantly it tells you wherever you put it in your home, exactly where the humidity is. So you can kind of go around and see, if there are any areas in your home, or in this case, put it in the drawer and be able to figure out, you know, what's happening there with it, because it's definitely moisture getting there. Maybe a wet dish towel is being thrown in there from time to time, or sponge or anything along those lines. You just never know. But if you got moisture in there, you're going to have mold and mildew at some time. Okay, let's get another email here from Illinois. Katrina, after doing a load of laundry, I occasionally find greenish leaf-like flakes in the wash tub. The washer appears to be operating and draining properly. And of course, our clothes don't go into the washer with leaves or grass. Any idea is what might be causing these problems? What do you think?
Yeah, that's usually brown or black flakes. It's usually caused by an excessive buildup of soap or fabric softener. We often say people are using way too much detergent and softener when they put it in there. And what happens is that that excess builds up and it creates a sludge and it eventually flakes off and comes into the clothes. Now, if you look at the actual wash tub, you might not see it. It's often inside the washing machine. There's an outer plastic drum that holds the water, and then the metal drums inside that. So it's kind of in between there. So you might have to have a appliance guy come in and take it apart and scrub it clean. You could also try, you know, running a cycle of just vinegar and hot water and baking soda and see if that solves the problem.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it seemed like more and more problems with washers, you know, that you have the front load mildew problems, and you're hearing more and more issues about soap not draining properly. I thought these things were supposed to be getting better, not going backwards.
Right.
It's really, we'll have to get in the washing machine design business. Okay, let's grab another email here. We appreciate you sending those emails. And again, it's pretty easy. Anytime you feel like it, send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Annie in Florida. Hi, Danny. I have a mystery that I was hoping you and Joe could help me solve. My condo smells like nail polish, and it's given me a terrible headache. The smell started a few days ago, and it comes and goes. It seems to be concentrated in my condo, not out in the hallway or from neighbors. What do you think could be the source of the odor? Whoa, Joe, I would almost have to think something has gotten spilled. It's not nail polish, but something, you know, pretty strong smelling, maybe used for a paint job or something like that. I don't know. What do you think on this?
Yeah, when she's saying nail polish, I think she's talking about nail polish remover. And the only thing which is like essentially acetone.
Uh-huh.
It's very acidic and could almost burn your nose if it's really bad. And the only thing I know that causes that acetone-like smell is when an air conditioner or a heat pump has a small leak in it and the refrigerant is leaking out. Now, we're not talking about a blown line where it's pouring out, because ordinarily there's a little corrosion or maybe a fitting has either loosened up or something and it's leaking just a little bit. First of all, that would explain why it's concentrated in her apartment and not in the building. And the other thing is this will create that smell whether the unit's on or not. So, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people think, oh, well, it can't be the air conditioner because when, you know, or if it only happened when it was working, they'd think, oh, well, when it's off, I don't smell it. But in this case, you're going to smell it whether it's on or off. And if that's the case, then she's going to have to call in an HVAC technician because I'd be surprised if it's anything else since it is concentrated in her apartment. And that would give you a headache, you know,
the, right, right.
the acetone smell.
And, you know, it could be, you know, people gather a lot of fingernail polish and it could easily, something could have spilled somewhere. I mean, you know, you can have one spill or the top of it crack right. or something like that. I was in an airplane last year, I remember, and I had this terrible smell like that. And I right. turned around, the lady's putting fingernail no. polish on. And boy, the flight attendant almost threw her right out the window. Boy, she jumped. She jumped on her and just yeah, said, no, close that stuff
smell.
Up. Yeah, that's terrible. That's, and people also have big aversions to fingernail clipping. Every now and then you'll hear,
clipping.
Where's those fingernails going?
Quit it's that. Like incoming shrapnel.
Yeah,
it should not be on. First of all, don't take your socks and shoes off on a plane. Will you please?
Unbelievable. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Got a lot more information to share with you, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you've ever used a rotary tool, you know how handy they can be for small, delicate jobs. So Ryobi has designed one that features a compact design that delivers more power for any application. Their USB lithium rotary tool kit has a quick change collet with 4 times faster accessory changes, which is always an advantage on any project that you might be doing. Because it's powered by the Ryobi USB lithium battery system, it offers maximum portability and minimal downtime. Now, this kit comes with 15 accessories for a variety of applications, such as carving, sanding, polishing, and a whole lot more. So it's ready for whatever your next project requires. Find yours today at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. All right, we want to go right back to the hotline right now. We're headed up to Minnesota to talk to Donald. Donald, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house.
Hello. I have a rental unit on the upper floor of my house. I do not rent it out anymore. I used to, but I don't. And I'm pulled in a number of directions about if I should leave the water on up there, if I should drain the pipes and not worry about it, or just how go about dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a good question, because when you think about things, you know, it's kind of like the old thing about leaving a car in your front yard for a year. And yep. then realizing how many things go wrong when anything just sits there. That's the same for a home. I know when I was building my house, my little river cabin was neglected for a couple years. It's unbelievable all the things I had to do down there just yep. as a yep. result of inactivity. And Joe, what do you think Donald's situation would be here if he just turned all of the water off and right. just not had any water up there? Do you think there would be any concerns with any of the fittings drying out, or maybe even some of the drain, P-traps, and so forth having a problem? What would you recommend to Donald?
Yeah, Don, I'm not sure why you'd drain it if it was insulated well enough. I mean, if you're concerned that it was going to freeze, that's a different story, which is not the
yeah.
case, right?
Yep. Right.
So I mean, and of course, the heat you'd be concerned with, because you don't want to leave the heat on all winter if no one's up there, because you have to pay for it. If the water's sitting yep. in the pipes, you're not using it.
I do leave the vents open in the bathroom a little bit and in the kitchen just for a little bit of heat.
Right. Yeah, I have to have enough just to, in case anything does freeze. You don't want that to happen.
Right.
So, yeah, I would definitely keep the, you know, the thermostat on, just very low. But I don't really see any reason. I mean, I've heard of toilets that gaskets have dried out. Mm-hmm. But if you went up there and flushed it once a month, that would probably solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's sort of what I've been doing over the years here.
Yeah, you're not using that much water. I don't really see any reason to drain it. It'd probably do more harm than good, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. So you're suggesting I just drain everything and let it go, and then every once in a while go up there and run the faucets and flush the toilet?
Yeah, I'm saying don't drain anything. Just you know, leave it as it is and just, you know, you can open up a faucet every now and then and flush the toilet. Okay. Like I said, once a month would probably be plenty. I mean, if there's a washing machine up there, you'd want to turn off those valves because you don't want the hoses under pressure. Nobody's up there, that kind of thing. But as far as everything, as long as it's not going to freeze, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, no, it's I'm not worried about it freezing. It's just, you know, dealing with, should I leave it on or should I leave it off? Should I drain it? Right. Or, you know, I've been thinking about it for a number of years now and can't come up with a decision.
Well, there you go. Now you can think about something else, like how you're going to clear all that snow off your Minnesota driveway.
I'm afraid that's right around the corner there.
it won't be long, and it'll be white instead of green.
That's right.
Well, Donald, hope we've been able to give you some peace of mind there, and we won't have to worry about that very much. Of course, things are a lot different if you were going away for a month or two. Might change that a little bit. But anyway, best of luck to you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks for your info.
Okay, our pleasure. Let us help you anytime we can. And we want to help you as well. If you have any question that you may have about your home, maybe you have, you know, just a comment of things that you want us to carry and handle and so forth, or you want to send us an email, either way, we make it very easy. Emails come through todayshomeowner.com/ask, and you can pick up the phone and call us and ask us anything, anytime, 800-946-4420. Joe, let's see if we can get another email here. We really do appreciate all these great emails. This came in from Oregon. Juliet says, my ranch home is sided with red cedar beveled siding that stained redwood color. What can I use to clean the siding without buying or renting a power washer? I've heard that power washers can damage wood siding. Thanks for any advice. And Juliet, you're exactly right when you're talking about a power washer, particularly with red cedar beveled siding. Joe, I'll tell you, there's a lot of great cleaners out there. And man, some of these brushes that you have, big brushes with long handles, you know, you can really move along pretty quickly on that without having to worry about, you know, the little bit of danger that comes along with a pressure washer. There's some what do you think she should try? Should it be TSP or just a general house cleaner?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, Danny. If you're not familiar with TSP, which is trisodium phosphate, it's typically a powder. You mix it with water, long handled scrub brush, just dip it in that, you know, start at the top, work your way down, then hose it off. And when you're hosing it off, don't ever shoot water straight up, because you don't want to get water under the siding. And if you want to, and if that doesn't work, you could use, there are several commercial cleaner, Crud Cutter makes one called House and Siding Cleaner. And Crud Cutter is spelled with K's. Each start with K. It's about $10. It's a concentrate. It makes like 11 gallons of cleaning solution. Or Wet and Forget makes a product called, I think it's just called Outdoor. And it has a hose end applicator. So you essentially take this bottle and hook it up to your hose and just spray it. And it removes mold, mildew, moss, that kind of thing. And I think it covers about 2,000 square feet. Those are some options, but I guess I would start with the TSP, and we mention TSP all the time. And if you buy a box and read the label, it's amazing. You can use it for laundry. You use it for cleaning almost any surface. You can mix it to different concentrates. And although it sounds like it's a acid, which it might be, but it's very, very mild, you know, it's pretty safe. It's pretty safe to work with.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing is how much you can use that. And you mentioned about concentrate. That's something that we really should pay attention to, because a lot of times some of these 1 gallon jugs, they'll say, will take care of up to 25 gallons. Now, I would, you know, if I think all of us want to double up, more is better, right, Joe? And, you know, so you want to, you know, put a little more extra in there. But sometimes there's a point where you really don't need to do that. That's a waste of the material.
Right.
So
you don't want to over dilute it. Then
you're not
getting the effectiveness of the cleaning effectiveness.
Exactly. Hey, coming up on today's Homeowner Radio, we're going to talk again about putting a coating over your existing countertop, whether it's cultured marble, granite, or the real common one, ugly laminate from the 70s. We'll tell you all about it when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by FluidMaster. Find out more at shop.fluidmaster.com.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And I want to tell you a little bit about this brand new product from Deitch called LuxRock. For many homeowners, one of the biggest obstacles to tackling the kitchen renovation is the countertops. The cost of most countertops pretty darn high, not to mention the hassle of all the demolition and removal of the old countertops. And if you're a devoted DIYer, the options get even slimmer. I'm pretty comfortable with taking on almost any kind of chore around the house, but even I leave the installation of stone and granite and those kind of countertops to the guys that have all the tools and can do it every day. That's what makes the revolutionary new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings such a great innovation. It's a simple six-step process that allows you to upgrade an existing flat surface to a smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like granite. The kits are available in five luxurious colors that mimic real granite, and each includes a primer, a stone coating, a clear epoxy, and a clear coat finish, plus all the tools necessary to apply them. Now, the reason LuxRock looks and performs like granite is because it's actually a blend of real stone. So you get all the highlights and the toughness that comes from real minerals, and you get that look and performance for a fraction of the cost of granite slabs without the waiting time or the mess of a major construction project right in the center of your home, your kitchen. Plus, if you decide you want a different color a few years down the road, hey, no problem. Just use a different kit to change up the look. Now, if you're thinking about taking on this project, now is a really good time. Deitch Coatings is having a $50 off sale on the 40-square-foot LuxRock kit right now through the end of the year. Now, to find out more, check them out at DeitchCoatings.com, D AICHCoatings.com. There's also some really cool products there that are, you know, videos that you can see. And you know, Luxrock won the Pro Tool Product Innovation Award for 2022. You can find out more by going to DeitchCoatings.com. Okay, emails. If you'd like to send us an email, we like to get your emails because they're great. Joe and I read every one of them, and you can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This one comes from Columbus, Ohio. I was there just a few days ago, and Mike asked, Mike, why didn't you just catch me in the airport and ask me the question? You didn't have to send an email.
he didn't recognize you with the hat and the sunglasses and the fake beard.
Yeah, that fake beard, that fool throws them off all the time there. Hi, Danny. I put LED lights in an overhead fixture, and now the dimmer switch doesn't turn the lights all the way off. Now, even in the fully off position, the bulb still glows slightly. My neighbor said that he thought I needed to install a different type of dimmer. Is that true? And if it is, can I do that myself, or must I call an electrician? That's one of the things, dimmers and the LEDs kind of had a weird, kind of had a weird relationship for a few years. So,
yeah, there was a slight lag in the technology of merging the LEDs where there used to be incandescents. And the reason Mike's having this problem is there's electronic circuitry inside the LEDs. LEDs, we often say the bulb burned out, but there's no bulb in LEDs, right? It's just a light emitting diode.
Yeah, what is that thing
diode.
In there?
Yeah, it's a diode. It's amazing how much light it puts out, just this little spot. Anyway, so they're not always compatible with traditional dimmer switches. So if you want your LEDs to be dimmable, you need to do one of two things. Either find LED bulbs that are compatible with traditional dimmers, which at some point they're not going to be available, so start looking right now, or just replace your current dimmer switch, which is probably what I would recommend. Replace it with one that's LED compatible, because you're probably going to have to do that sooner or later. If you find a bulb that's compatible with the old dimmer, at some point those aren't going to be available, and then you have to switch it anyway. So I think I would just go to and can you do it yourself? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, you make sure the power's off, mark all the wires where they were, you know, and on the old, before you take off the old dimmer and hook up the second one. If you have any doubts at all and are concerned at all, then obviously call an electrician.
You know, one of the challenges I think everybody's starting to have, and I'm certainly scratching my head on it, and that is, you know, you have a room and, you know, let's, you know, the trend over the years, you know, was having so many of the recessed lights. So,
Now
in my new home, everything's LED. That's different. I'm not worried about changing bulbs there for a long, long time. But in my office, we've got a lot of the old-fashioned recessed lights. Now, they're all the insulated type cans, which make them last a little bit longer, but then, you know, one bulb goes out, you take that out, and should I put an incandescent? Of course, it's getting hard to find, but I have lots and lots of them left over from other situations. And so it's always a struggle there to finally say, go LED in this room.
Right.
And so, you know, you're pulling six or seven bulbs out, and then you end up with all of these extra bulbs. So anyway, I've got a few incandescent bulbs for sale if you need any of that way, Joe.
Well, what I would recommend is continue to put in those LED bulbs until you don't have any left. Because what I've done, I've had been in that same situation, and I replaced the one incandescent with an LED, and it didn't match the light value of any of the old incandescents. So you have this one that's really bright and white, and the other ones are that little bit of yellowish, because that's what the difference with the incandescent. So
when we come back, my buddy Joe Trevini has yet another simple solution for us. Don't go anywhere.
Got a project? Tight bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7 to 1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond Wood Glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Tight Bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight Bond Sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Okay, it's time for the simple solution. Joe always has a great one for us each and every hour. Joe, what can you share with us today?
All right, Danny, I love this tip, and it's how to keep combination wrenches easily accessible and quick to find by just clipping them together with a large carabiner. You know, those carabiner clips that you can buy almost anywhere. They come in various sizes. You need a pretty good size one. I don't know how they measure them. I guess they measure the length maybe or the width, but it's like 2 inches wide and 3 or 4 inches long. And what you can do is once you clip the closed end of the wrench and you clip them on, and you can clip several, and probably, I think mine has 6 or 7 wrenches on this one carabiner. And then you just like toss it into a toolbox or hang it on a pegboard. And when you need them, you just grab them all. And I found that you don't even have to take them off the carabiner often. You know, if you just want to quickly break loose a nut or a bolt and then spin it off by hand, it's really easy. Now, if you have a, right? So if you have a full workshop, you know, and you always have these wrenches displayed, that's one thing. But this is for like, you know, just if you have a limited space on a pegboard, or like I said, throw it in the back of your truck or whatever. And this also works for any tool that has a hole in it, right? So it could be like, I actually put an adjustable wrench on mine as well. So if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you can see a video version of me showing how to do this tip.
Boy, that's great. I tell you, and that's, you know, to have that visibility in a workshop and to be able to just reach over there and see and know what you got instead of having to dig through things is perfect. I'm actually sitting here looking at my hands right now, Joe, and I have skin on all of my knuckles right now.
Good for you.
But now tomorrow, I am jumping in with my buddy, Weekend Tim, and by the end of the day, I'm going to be driving my daddy's 1967 Chevrolet truck. That
I've
is my goal.
I've seen photos.
Yeah,
I've seen photos of it being fixed.
Oh, we will. And I'm going to act like I did it all myself. I'm going to block whole Weekend Tim up. No, he's a vital part of it. I know a lot about wood and a lot about building things, but when it comes to the old mechanicking aspect of things, I can do it, but I always end up breaking something and end up taking it to the mechanic anyway. So why not just bring the mechanic in? So
tomorrow you're going to be busting up your knuckles, getting the last part of the engine in place.
Yeah, putting the last few spark plugs in and, you know, all the things. Because it's, like I say, 1967, it probably last was driven maybe 10 years ago. It's been inside the whole time, but still, we put the oil in there to lubricate the pistons and so forth. And we've done cleanup. That's been my job. You know, it's kind of a reverse role because usually when Weekend Tim's helping me, he's my helper. Now,
you're his helper.
Yeah, I don't like it as much. It's not as much fun.
But imagine that. Well, my dad had pickup trucks his whole life, and I used to help him when he worked on them. The great thing about those old trucks, we were talking about wrenches earlier.
Yeah.
If you worked on one of those engine, you drop the wrench, you'd hear it hit the floor.
That's right.
Nowadays, if you drop a wrench, you have to go buy another wrench because you have no idea where
you'll never find it again. Yeah. Exactly right.
Are you going to get it painted too, I assume?
At some point, I want to get, you know, I'm getting the upholstery done inside, which is just, you know, a bench seat. You take out, get the upholstery, put it back in, and get the inside of it painted and, you know, get it running because I'm sure once we start running down the road, then there's brakes are going to have to be done, fuel line have to be done, all that kind of thing. So
I can't wait to see Gus, your grandson, driving to high school someday.
Well, I'm going to get him on my lap and let him act like he's driving, you know, just like the
get the brakes first.
Yeah, we'll get the brakes first. That's for sure. Hey, I want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. We call it Front Porch Rehab. We're re-airing this particular show because we got so many comments about the stenciling that we did on the front porch. And the homeowners did the majority of it after a little bit of guidance by Chelsea, and it turned out amazing. Might be something perfect for your front porch or back porch, anything concrete, patio, just about anything. We've used the stenciling a lot. It works amazingly well. Also, if you got some wooden shutters that you need to repair a little bit, well, we show you a great trick on how to do that. And also, through the course of this project, we remove the handrails on the front of this home to really open it up to the front yard so they can enjoy all their grandkids running around in circles out in the yard. So you'll have to check it out and go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your neck of the woods. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for taking some of your busy weekend to spend with us.